It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you. And we really would love to hear if you can do any kind of impression or impersonation. It could be that of an animal. It could be that of a person. Whatever it is. I actually had earlier in a Joe's Need to Know News, I had this one guy that does all these awesome animal sounds. This is a dude doing this. Isn't that impressive?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. So that's an example, but maybe you can do a character. I wanted to kick it off with producer Pork Chop, and then we'll get to you at 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, you're like, oh, I got one. It's so good.
I love this impersonation that he does.
By the way, when I was a kid, there used to be this guy who was always at the grocery store, and he always did was it Donald Duck or Daffy Duck? Those two different.
No, there's two different ones.
Probably Donald. I'm guessing.
The one that sounds like this. I don't know. I can't do it.
But I know what you're trying to. My grandpa could do a really good Donald Duck because you have to talk outside your mouth. I can't even do. Yeah, I can't do it.
No. Anyways, okay. The one I could do is Jar Jar Binks. He's a character from Star Wars.
Yes!
He's kind of the one that everyone hates.
Yeah, how ironic.
Everyone hates on Jar Jar Binks, but this is really good.
Misa Jar Jar Binks! Misa love Jar Pash!
All right,
that's
Jar Jar.
How he talks too.
I think I can kind of do something here, kind of Star Wars related. I think I can. Yoda. Now, first of all, to do Yoda, you got to talk backwards. Mm-hmm. So, impressions we do, yes.
Not bad.
Call the show, you will.
Misa love Joe Pash. It's so good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. This is great. Pork Chop, that was nice. Live the Web Girl, are you going to lend your expertise?
Yes, I can do an impression. I think it's good, but we always know how that goes. I can do an impression of Lady Gaga singing.
Oh, yes.
Right. Angelic.
Hold on. I want to close my eyes, if you don't mind.
Ready?
Supposed to call it Doctor?
I know. That's not bad.
I honestly thought Bradley Cooper was going to join in any second.
I was
going
to gaze into your eyes like Bradley.
Yeah, see, this is what we're talking about. 833-563-2539. If you got an impersonation or maybe a voice that you can do really well, we want to hear from you. Let's go to Willie listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1.
Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, how doing?
Good. All right. Make sure you got your mouth right there in front of the phone and you're on speaker because I want to hear this impression. What is it, first of all? What are you going to do?
So I can do the growl thing that Chewbacca does in the movies.
Yes, I love me some Chewbacca. You can do that?
Yes, I can.
All right. The floor is yours. We're listening.
Okay.
That was good.
That was really good. Hold on. Right. No, I want to hear Mackenzie try it because you haven't done anything. Can you try to communicate with Willie? Can you give him a little Chewbacca back? Go
I
ahead.
Can't do Chewy. I can try something else.
Try it. Just real quick. Try it.
I'm going to do Fat Albert.
Okay.
Do you know who Fat Albert is?
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. You try it.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
All right, Willie, what'd you think of that?
I thought that was awesome. That's hilarious.
Thanks, right. Willie.
Thank you, Willie. You have a good day, man. All right, let's talk to somebody else listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Mike, hey, thank you for calling in. What do you got for an impersonation or an impression?
Hey, what's up, man? I can do a Elmo.
Ooh.
All right, let's hear it.
Hello. I'm trying to punch up. How you doing today?
Wow!
How
you doing? Good.
Whoa! Dude,
that was so good,
so
hon.
Good.
Wow, that was so good, Mike. You did such a great job. Thank you.
No, his laugh was on point.
Can you do the laugh again?
OMG.
Tickle me Elmo in
do
the house.
Oh my God, do you have a kid?
Yeah, I do. She's 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. You need to sell your services.
Yeah, I can also do a Mickey.
Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the Mickey.
Oh, hey. Hey, Pluto, come over here. Oh, ho.
I have a great idea.
Hey, Pork Chop.
How are you?
We need him to say like something that we could replay during our show. Like, I'm Elmo and I love Joe on the radio. Or what should we have him say? I'm Joe, I'm Elmo and I love radio now. Can you say that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll say I'm Elmo and I love radio now. I can say that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
There it goes.
Good morning, I'm Elmo and I love radio now.
Yes!
That laugh is the best.
Mike, can we get your number, man, if we ever need you for like impressions again? Because you're so talented.
Yeah, dude. Man.
Please hang on. I'm going to Porkchop get your number. I don't know when we'll use it, but you're so talented, man. We might need you for something.
Yeah, he's straight out of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Cool, man.
We need to use Mike and prank call somebody. I'm like, hey, it's Elmo. I know what you did.
That's creepy.
I know. That's the best part. Mike, please hang on. And Porkchop, yeah, I don't know, man. Get Mike's information, and maybe we could use him for something down the road. That's pretty dope.
It's a hidden talent, because that's not easy to do.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. You know what? Round of applause for how skilled we are. All right. I'm going to tell you what's coming up next here as Chewbacca.
It's about right.
Yeah.
If you didn't understand that, what I'm trying to say is the dummy of the day that's coming up, so don't go anywhere.